I am so desperate to get into one of these beers. I haven't had a beer in about a week. My pants are falling off me. I've lost so much weight after not drinking for a week. That's not true. That's true. But the bit about the beer is I'm so looking forward to it. I haven't had one for about a week.
I've had bits and pieces. I have not had much, mostly because I have been sick. So I've mostly I've been trying to kill the germs with straight alcohol and tossing the whiskey at myself. I am Ross. Joining me is Ian, and despite the fact that we haven't seen each other in about 3 weeks, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. We've been discussing thespianing. As a friend of mine always says, Ross is out thespianing whenever I'm doing any sort of play type thing. But and in fact, this week you've been thespianing and I've been sick, so I'm now feeling goodly better. My voice, oh, I was so croaky yesterday. It was that way where I'm practicing all of my good baritone voice things. I think this has come up before. When I get really sick, I get way, and you can really hit these amazingly low notes. And
very sexy. I love it.
But
river.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. We had a couple of options, and I'm glad you said brown ales for a couple of reasons. So we had some stouts. We got some tasty stouts in there. We'll do another time. We get some brown ales, and you saw the brown ales. Yes, definitely go for the brown ale, the brune ales. Brunils. Is Brunil? Is that a that's a German word, isn't it?
Not one I'm familiar with, but I'll take your word for it.
Look that up in a bit. But I am hopefully going to start making my new kit that my wife got me for Christmas. I'm going to make that. And I was trying to think of what to put it in bottles. And I thought, wait a minute, don't I have an empty case of Roof Hound, those stubby brown bottles? And I do. I don't have two cases. So what I did to solve that problem was I went to Roof Hound the other day and I bought a case of beer. Now, usually when I go and I buy a case of Big Brown.
Brown, of course.
My favorite. Zero bottles available in the fridge. Absolutely none.
You say in the fridge. So has he just sold out of them?
Yeah. It's still on tap. It's not going anywhere, but...
Okay.
Fridge.
Well, then it's because it's selling well, and that's good to hear.
I would hope so. But again, so I was really looking forward to having a case of the Big Brown Ale. So I'm really extra glad that you said the brown ales for tonight. And we do have three because a couple of them come in these small 355-millimeter cans. For example, this one, our first one coming in at the lowest alcohol percentage is a 5.0, or just 5% there, is the Honey Brown, a very basic Paddington Bear on a turntable. Yep, I have not looked closely at this just yet. I thought it was just Paddington Bear, but he's...
It looks like Paddington Bear from afar, from a distance, yeah, doing the DJ thing.
I mean,
however, the closer you get... Totally isn't.
Bear with a sou'wester. And any other, I mean, I don't think there's any other way that you can mistake not being Paddington Bear. But this is from Lazy Bear Brewing out in Smith's Cove, Nova Scotia. We did talk to, in fact, this was the one I think we had, and it was going to be a part of our conversation when we were talking with Aaron. And then we ran out of beers. This is effectively it. We drank either three or four, but this was either the fifth or the sixth. And on their site, sadly, the site still says that it's under construction. I really need to offer up my services and see if I can help them out with that. But it do say on the side, delicate and floral, yet robust, brown ale with local honey. So a couple of these ones are honey brown ales, and then one of them is just a brown ale. I'm not going to be too incredibly picky about this. I'm hoping that I'm going to enjoy everything. But I assume that a honey brown ale is probably a little different than just a straight brown ale. Yeah?
Well, you would, just by its name alone, you would assume it's sweeter. That's a reasonable assumption, isn't it? But I think we've had honey browns before.
We have.
Yes.
Ooh, interesting.
And I'm smelling it from quite a distance, before I even put the glass to my nose. It did that thing and it effervesced, and immediately I got a very sweet. Oh, look at the color of it, Ross.
Floral, though.
I'm even doing the baritone myself at
it's
the moment.
Baritone. I think just talk like this. It's really baritone. Let's just do a vocal burn episode. It may be the Paddington thing, because Michael Horden used to narrate it, and he had a very, very low baritone voice as well.
Because it wasn't Paddington's voice. What did Paddington sound like? He had a more, like, childish voice, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe in Canada, but not in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, not in Dumps, Peru, where he came from. Ooh, I almost spelled that. He had...
Peru?
No, he was just narrated all by Michael Horden, Sir Michael Horden, and he did all the voices of all the characters in the UK. I don't know if it's the same in Canadia land. But so, and that's from my childhood. It was one of those things that used to be on at the end of all the children's TV shows, around about 5:35 in the evening. I say around about, that sounds particularly precise.
Very precise.
Yeah, no, our I know that in Canada you used to have like wall-to-wall kids' TV on channels, but we never got that in the UK until cable arrived. And you used to get like about 2 hours of them, school time, around about sort of 3:30 to 5:30. And Paddington Bear used to end the section on at times about 5:35 to 5:40 before we went to the news. And that's when all the kids went, it's only it's the end of the short thing with Paddington, and that would be it. Shut. Or the Wombles. There was another one about 5 minutes of the Wombles. Did you ever have the Wombles here?
Oh, it sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness. And that was it. That was the end of the decent kiddies TV show. And then the news came on. It was boring from then onwards.
When we were talking about the 90s, and in the 90s, probably, maybe it was the late 80s, was the times that I went to Scotland with my mom and my sister. We went for a visit to visit all the family there in the Glasgow region.
Yeah.
And I remember we were there for several weeks. So there was one day on a Saturday morning, and I was used to... What happens on a Saturday morning? There are cartoons. You go
cartoons.
And you start watching cartoons, and cartoons were on from like 6:30 in the morning. You know, you pretty much watched the network start up, and you could watch cartoons until at least 10 a.m. until we got the American channels, and then you could watch cartoons forever.
Yeah.
But I was there in Scotland, and I said, "It's Saturday morning. Are there, you know, where are the cartoons?" And I remember my grandfather just looking at me saying, "Cartoons."
That's right.
No. Can I have that? No. You can. Because I remember vividly. He said, "All right, here are the channels. Here are the channels on the television, because there are four buttons. It's not a, you know, you don't, it didn't have a clicker, none of this stuff. It was all manual. We had a manual one, and you could crank it all the way around to 13, and then there was the UHF, the ultra high frequency one. But we had 2 through 13. But then in the UK, there were four buttons, because there was BBC One, BBC Two, BTV. ITV, and Channel 4.
Channel 4.
Yep. And that was it.
Yeah. And Channel 4 only came online in 1982. Up until then, there were only three channels. So when 4 came along, it was like, wow, we got four channels. It was crazy. So much to watch.
But already, you know, in the state, you know, in Canada, we had CTV and CBC, and... ITV was kind of becoming a thing, so, and then there was also a French channel, Radio Canada, I believe. But in the States, they're already into NBC and CBS and ABC. There was the three big ones. So, for the fact that, I mean, I know the UK is small geographically, but they're not small by way of population. So why was there only three channels and then four channels for the longest time? Was there just no other?
May I use an oft quoted quote for want of a better word? It's all about quality, not quantity, me old fruit. And it's long been known, has it not, that BBC produce really good stuff.
Yes.
Therefore, if you've got enough good stuff on a couple of channels, you don't need 30 channels of shit just because it's more variety.
But where are the entrepreneurs saying we could put some schlock on the television? We could have all this. I mean, I know reality TV has changed everything, but there were the equivalents of that. I remember Ted Turner, he had TBS and TNT, and that was just, we're going to do Andy Griffith reruns all the time, and the people
loved it.
Tell me, there's not a 24-hour Coronation Street channel in the UK by now, and I'll be surprised.
Well, that's what you just mentioning going back to the 80s. Of course, all that changed with the arrival of satellite TV in the late 90s, by which point then you had hundreds of channels to choose from. So it took, though, into the 90s. We got Channel 5. So, you know, we talked about four channels. We got Channel 5 in about 1995, and everyone was like, cook a hoop about getting a fifth channel. And then satellite TV came along, and all of a sudden, well, then the world's your oyster. And that's when we started getting all the garbage, hundreds and hundreds of channels of nonsense from all around the world, most of it from the States. And then it's changed the whole landscape forever. But they were heady days and of Paddington Bear at 5:35 on a... Because there was nothing to choose from. So therefore, we all sat down and like millions of people all sat down and watched, you know, appointment television, because that's all there was. There was only like two or three channels. So therefore, you felt like you were in a club. You know, everyone was watching the same TV show at the same time. Not anymore. No,
it's all over the place now. But yeah, there was a time when there was a joke. It was on a different television show and someone said... One of the characters said, oh, all right, maybe we can meet, you know, and we'll meet on Thursday night at 9 p.m. And and the lines went, what? No. What? You're kidding. And the guy said, sorry. Cosby's on. And everyone knew that Thursday at 9 p.m., that's when the Cosby Show was on. It had been that way for 7 years. And you're like, you don't make plans Thursday at 7 p.m. Anyway.
If only you knew what you know now, you'd have been like, yeah, all right then. I'm not giving that any of my time, but anyway.
That's a different conversation. Regardless, to Paddington Bear. Paddington Bear's honey brown. We're going to get some sweet and some floral. Cheers!
Are you getting some sweetness? Because I did when I cracked the can.
Not a little at first, but not in the smell. Just the floral in the smell, not the honey.
Yeah, I love brown ale. Oh, I've just drunk half the can. So I was looking forward to a beer.
It's a little bitterer. Is that the?
It's not as sweet as I thought. When I cracked the can, like I said, I definitely got a hit of some sweetness there.
Yeah.
It's actually. I mean, it is. It's got a molassy thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is quite. It's quite rich. By the way, really flavorsome. If I hadn't been watching you and we were doing a review of this, I think I'd have just sucked back the entire glass.
It's only 355 milliliters. No one could have blamed you.
But that was really very easy to drink. My goodness, that's smooth.
But it's up front is a bitter taste in the way, and then that goes away, and then I get the.
I think there's a definite. I love a malty beer. This has definitely got quite a lot of malt. Do you not get that? It's rich, richer than I thought it would be. Was it 5% or something? It's quite rich. It's a little bit heavy. It's quite malty.
Was I keeping mine too cold? Did you have yours out of the refrigerator for long?
I've had it out for at least 45 minutes, yeah.
Oh, at the exact same time that about mine's been out of the refrigerator then as well, so I don't know.
The head has stayed as well.
Mm.
Slaked my thirst.
Oh, delightful. Yeah. A delightful body to it. I love the feel. It's just... I don't think it's that I don't like it. It's an unexpected flavor. This is not the flavor that I was expecting from something that said honey brown. I was definitely expecting something a little sweeter. A little more honey flavored.
Well, yeah, you'd like a little bit. I mean, it says it there. Barley, spring water, hops, yeast. Did you already say this? Honey contains glouton, delicate and floral, yet robust brown ale with local honey. I like the robust. It does. It feels quite not heavy, but it's full bodied for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, delicate and floral. Yeah, it's really easy to drink. The honey. I'm not really getting a great deal off my palate.
Hmm.
It was in the nose, the bouquet, but that's not to say that it doesn't have a sweetness, because it does. The maltiness is definitely there. I really like.
I'm going through because I couldn't find anything on the Lazy Bear website, but on Untappd, I'll read you an Untappd review if you're ready for this. Tom is drinking a honey brown. Says, thin to medium body.
I would disagree.
I'm unable to identify flavor.
Okay. Is he looking for the sweetness or the honey then? I didn't get honey.
Creates a harsh feeling on my tongue.
Ooh, wow.
And there's that interesting little bitter that's just sticking around. So I'm almost kind of on the side of that. And I'm sort of wondering, is there something up with my can? But maybe this is what they're going for. The sweet, like, you really do need to switch for it to get the honey in there. And it's there somewhere.
Maybe it's the maltiness.
Maybe. But, yeah.
But I'm sweet enough for me. I don't think it's a particularly bitter. There's a bitter brew, and it doesn't purport to be, and it isn't. I think it's on the sweet side. But the thing is, it doesn't have a honey. It doesn't have a honey flavour.
No, but
it's just sweeter than a bitter. If that makes sense. So you're saying you're not getting... Are you agreeing with Tom that it's not got a great deal of flavour to it?
I am, because it's... Okay. It's really coming through as like a raspy bitter to me, and that's it. It's like a bitter but with a good body to it. It does have a full body flavor to it. So I don't agree with the light to medium body. I'd say that's medium to medium and up body to it.
I could drink this quite happily, mate. I could have 3 or 4 cans of this. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I think I'd ask what else you got after one. I think I would.
Okay. It's not often that we disagree on our beers. We're usually pretty close. Maybe it's because I've gone a week without a beer. This tastes like nectar from heaven.
Ooh,
I don't know.
That's possible.
But yeah, it's possible. No, I really like it. It's maybe it could do with being a tiny bit sweeter. But to me, is it? I was about to say. I think it. No, carry on. Doesn't matter. Carry on. It's not bowling me over with its flavor. It's a little indistinct. I agree with that. But I like the body. It's very easy to drink. It's quaffable. I could go on a session with this, Ross, to be honest, because it wouldn't be cloying. That's for sure. This might be just a session beer. However, it's 5%. So if I'm going on a session. Maybe not 5.
It tastes sharper than a 5% to me, is what I'm saying. I think it's it doesn't quite have that, because when I drink a smooth 5%, I think, ah yes, this is what I want. And then it's getting up into like flavor country when you get the stronger beers often have a personality that make you think, yeah, okay, I'm drinking a 6.7, but I'm earning it.
Yeah,
I don't know why. That's probably not the goal, because we've had some smooth 10s before, which just really messed with me.
It's just really easy to drink. I'm going to leave the usual finger there. I don't know if you've done the same.
Sure.
Although I'd like to drink it. Hold off on it. Reserve judgment once I've had the other two.
Well, yeah, so now it becomes curious, because this one is not a honey brown. It is just from Sober Island. This is just the brown ale. Now, I saw this one advertised. This came out just last summer / fall, I think, and they announced it, and I said, that's it. I need to get some of this. And this is the very first beer that I've ever ordered by mail. This arrived in a box with some other Sober Island stuff, and my delightful Sober Island pint glass was delivered to me. So I'm excited about that, because I said Sober Island, they do the Betts Black, the Wavebreaker IPA, the Marigold Blonde, and the Beachstone Bitter, all four of which are four of my favorites of that style.
You are a totes fanboy.
I am a huge fanboy. They had a stand at the Science of Beer Discovery, and I tried not to drool and fumble all my words, but I managed to do both while talking to one of the brewers there and just saying, listen, I really like the beer. It's very good. It's very tasty. So as soon as they announced we've made a brown ale, I said, I'm not saying that this has to be my favorite brown ale, but since you've made some other ones, I am hoping that I'm going to enjoy this as much as I enjoy the other ones from Sober Island. Is the slow answer there? Nah.
Have you ever covered it? Can you recall the reason why they named their brewery Sober Island? Because it seems counterproductive.
It wasn't the Boxing Rock story. I think it's just... I think it's the name of the of an island that's right there. Legend has it that Nova Scotian sailors would toast the discovery of new lands, navigating the eastern shore to more than a few raised glasses. By the time they reached our home, supplies were understandably short, and only one name seemed appropriate: Sober Island. So there is an island right there called Sober Island.
Beer available by the time they got to this island, to sort of give, So there was less of it, therefore everyone was more. I like that. That's very clever. Yeah. Although, of course, this is interesting. I wonder if Sober Island do a non-alcoholic beer. That would be nailing it. I don't know.
Where did I find their low-alcohol ones? I think they just have their Best Black Marigolds, and their Waybreaker and whatnot. I have started finding out more things on their Instagram page than anywhere else. Because I also ordered that blueberry beer that we had. That was the Blueberry Express, I don't remember enjoying the blueberry one. You know, it didn't, knock my socks off like most other things from there do. Okay. It doesn't all have to.
This doesn't have the sniff, the sweety sniff that the other one does. It's not purporting to be a honey brown, of course. What did you say? Just read the script.
I didn't read the description yet.
This smells a little more to me an ESB to the smell. And looking at the color of yours, it's not dissimilar in color either.
It's so got a reddish hue to it. Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Yeah. It's got an ESB thing. Lick the outside.
There's a roasty malt coming off of that. So that'd be the sort of the darkish malt. My nose, I'm impressed that I can smell anything because I'm still, like I said, coming down off of this cold. However, as I wait for the head to diminish on, and that's, it's such a delicious, look at the head on that, look at the head on it.
This is got ESB. It actually smells very, very similar to Propeller ESB.
I think you might be right. I'm very curious.
Smells like it, and if it tastes anywhere near as good as look at this beer. It's gorgeous to look at. Wow.
It fits all in my glass there. But on the side of the can and on the website it does say, for this Northern English brown ale, we were going to start to use our accents there. We brought ingredients from the UK to pay respect to the long tradition of English maltsters, hop growers and brewers that developed this wonderful beer. I don't know where I'm going there. That's almost Welsh now. This brown ale features nutty... brown ale features nutty, roasted malts and earthy hops in balanced harmony. Available in can and on tap. Nutty.
Gorgeous. If it tastes half as good as it looks... It could be a treat, and I'm getting the smell of a extra special bitter.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Curious. All right. Ooh, I'm getting like a wheat, the grains kind of smell off of it. It's just straight like barley wheat chaffs coming through there. I shouldn't say anything about the smell because my nose is completely messed up and blocked off. Pardon me for...
Ross, you put me off the beer.
I'm incredibly healthy. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
I've managed to get the entire of it in there. And when I say managed to, I don't even see that. I'm in danger of... Oh, there it goes. I got to sip this now.
Okay, go for it. Cheers. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Body, roasted malt. Mm. Oh.
It's actually, it's actually, oh my God, it's actually smoother than the ESB.
It is.
Wow. It's like,
and the little bit of molassesy and the nuttiness, some sort of, not quite hazelnut, but definitely that kind of.
I am getting nuttiness for
just
sure.
Off the back end as it smooths down. Oh.
Yeah, it came in. Wow, Ross, what have we discovered? You sent off for this, and then you delivered this one to me. Did you not? You passed. Oh, my goodness me! Wow, thank you.
I think did I only get two of these? That seems wrong. How did I only get two of these? Oh no, I think I got three because I did give you two of these so that Rebecca could have one.
Did you?
Maybe. Did you not see a second one? Do you only pick one and then just give up?
Oh, listen, mate. My fridge does not like your cool room. You have a cool room there that is.
Oh, this variety! Well, I could walk in. It's a walk-in refrigerator. It's fantastic.
You can put them absolutely. You can put them one behind the other.
Yeah.
I've got. You see my little fridge with the cans. They're all crammed in there. And then, of course, I looked at the. I kind of look. Oh, there it is at the back there, and I picked it out. I didn't notice whether there were two. excuse me. It's quite possible that there were. If there was. Oh wow! Thank you so much. But I would feel guilty because this is so good. I'd probably need to give you back.
I am so happy that I love this because I love everything out of Soberon. Oh,
it is nutty. The back end is nutty. It's a lingering taste to it as well. And it's so smooth, and it's not like an ESB. It's not like Propeller ESB. It smelled like it, but I'm not getting it off the flavor. And that's not bad. I mean, I know that's my favorite of the ESBs.
It smells like an interesting bitter, doesn't it? But it does not taste like an interesting bitter. This is the smoothest, like a nice malty. This is the, when someone says, ooh, it's just a malty brown ale. Bam! This is what it should be. Easy. Tang of the nuttiness. You definitely get the roasted malts up front. Earthy hops, I guess so?
I wonder if Tom, your earlier reviewer there, if he had a sip of this, and if he said, yeah, there's not much flavor to it. I'll call him out on that one for sure. There is a lot of flavor here, and it is...
Timber brown ale. Nice brown ale is one review.
Yeah.
Good,
isn't it?
But unfortunately, it does not beat Garrison's Brown, in my opinion. It's not as smooth.
It's very. I love it.
I would compare this to Garrison's Nut Brown. And maybe it doesn't quite have the nut flavor, but it's not called a nut brown. So it would arguably have less nut flavor in it than a nut brown, but I think it's just as smooth. This is very, very good. Well done on this brown ale. This is excellent. This is yet more reason to get Steve in here. I'm trying to approach him and get him on the show to talk about Sober Island and fawn over all of the beers and try not to completely embarrass myself.
So you like full nut. You like a beer to go full on nut.
If it says it's a nut brown, yes. So I do like the Garrison because it has more of a nutty flavor, and they say this one's got a little bit of a nut flavor to it. What I'm trying to find now is the earthy hop.
Did you read the back of this, Ross?
No. I did. I read the second paragraph. The top paragraph is all about logging.
Okay.
That's why they made it. That's why they called it the timber. The second paragraph is what the beer actually tastes like.
Wonderful beer. Well, I like the way, I like when people, excuse me, big themselves up. I mean, this actually says that develops the long tradition of English maltsters, hop growers and brewers that developed this wonderful beer. This brown ale features nutty roasted malts and earthy hops in balanced harmony. That's what it says on the tin.
It does.
This is really good.
That is very good. That is excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it a little rich?
I'm glad I said I'm going to reserve judgment on beer number one until I've had the other two. And of course, they are slightly different because...
Mm.
two of them purport to be honey browns, where the other one just says a brown ale. But they're all brown ales. The honey, the first honey brown, unfortunately, lacked a real honey kick. In fact, any. But this one has done exactly what it says on the tin. And I really love it. Yeah. I hope it doesn't put the Lazy Bear too far in the shade. But because I was really enjoying that.
I
moved on to this one. It's really nice.
I think this one is ahead right now. For enjoyment. Now, yeah. I'm not quite understanding. Because this one isn't just the Lazy Bear with no honey. In fact, neither of them have a honey flavor.
I love the feel of this in my mouth as well. It's really, it's all over it.
Mm.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, oh, such an excellent body to that one. To the to the timber.
Licking the chops. Timber.
Right. Well.
Goody. However, this is interesting to note. Have a gander, me old fruit, at the dregs of the honey brown that we started with. Its head, which is surprising.
It has definitely got the legs.
That to me is, wow, I tell you, I've not seen that. It's a long time since I've seen something that it's still there and it's all hanging around the outside of the glass as well. That looks like I've just swigged it.
Yep.
It's
still
great
in there. Doing quite.
I love it. Yeah.
Third place. Not third place, but our third beer in going up in strength one at a time from Meander River Farm and Brewery in Newport. Oh no, Ashdale, Hans County. Sorry. Is the Honey Brown with Farm Honey Brown Ale. So a lot of, you know, if repetitiveness is not your job, then repetitiveness is your job. Coming in at a 5.2%. And it is, again, in a 355 milliliter can. And it do saith... Oh, wait, this tells you how to get to Meander River, nestled beside the river with 186 blah... The farm produces seasonal brews and this and that. So it doesn't actually tell you anything about it on the can. However, I went on the internet and I found the website. And it says the Ashdale Honey Brown, which I guess is this.
I really like that place. When I popped in there and...
yes, this is one of the ones that you picked up.
There's a very valley feel. It feels like it's in a valley. Probably isn't, but there are hills just off in the distance, and there's a little river running through somewhere. It's so picturesque, and we went in. I don't know whether it was July or something like that. It was at the height of summer, before things had started to get all brown, and you know, toward the end of the season. I think it was kind of very midsummerish, but it was just so gorgeous. The whole setting, it really was. I thought, this is the most idyllic. I could have sat out there under their pagoda. Is it called a pagoda?
Yeah.
You know when you've got slats going across the top there and it gives you this kind of Mediterranean feel? They should hang grapes from there. Anyway, they had hung something from there, so it sort of blocks out the midday sun that mad dogs and Englishmen shouldn't go out in. And I could have sat there. If I could have called a taxi and said, take me home... from Windsor Way to home, and don't charge me $150 for it. I would have done it. It was such a lovely, picturesque place.
Really,
and
we really do need to come across some more designated drivers so that we can go and do this, and then someone can just get us.
We need to go. Can we just find them lying around in the streets in rural Nova Scotia?
Worcester.
Yeah. Well, that's not about, you know. What do they call it? What do they call that when you get a
manservant?
Not a manservant, no. Hail an Uber.
Oh.
So there should be just maybe some random designated drivers sort of lying around in ditches, strewn liberally. A bit like the parcels went missing in before Christmas.
You,
just lying around in ditches waiting for people like you and I
to
call up and say, I've had a few beers. Would you please come and pick me up and take
me
home.
I've lived in the valley long enough that you don't ask for a drive of someone who's laying in a ditch.
You've known that you've been here long enough, or you've...
Yeah, that's a bad plan. The people who are lying in a ditch are usually doing so because they are in no state to drive whatsoever.
Okay, so they're the ones that need the drives home, yes, rather than the people that provide...
Yeah, so if you want a successful business model, I would say drive around sober, and whenever you see someone lying in a ditch, saying, "Oi, I'll get you home for 50 bucks.
Right. Okay, well then...
And if they actually had money, you'd probably do well.
No, maybe you've taken a marketing course. I haven't, but I'll take heed. Maybe I'll do that in the future. We've got ourselves another Honey Brown.
Yes. So I have looked up the... I'm still trying to pour this in because when I opened it, oh man, that was the fizziest fizz. When I opened it, there was a lot of air trying to escape from this one.
I'll tell you what, mate. This is also a Honey Brown, and weirdly, I cracked it open.
It's giving
I'm
me
getting
that...
no honey, but I'm trying to figure out what it is that I'm getting.
It's
but it
giving
isn't
me
honey.
That spicy celery tomato. It smells like a Bloody Mary or a Caesar. Sorry,
it's not honey.
It is not.
Not honey.
Not off the smell. Not off the smell.
Isn't that funny?
But as I wait
isn't that funny, honey?
Well. You wait. You look pretty funny.
So.
You don't get the money with a face like that, do you, honey? That's the lyric.
Yes, it is. That was yes. I forgot the name of them.
You know.
I know the song, but I just can't remember what the hell it's called.
Yeah, that's the name of the song. Is Are you gonna be my girl?
Are you gonna be my girl?
Maybe that's the band name. The band name was.
Sure, why not? It's somewhat darker looking. In fact, significantly darker.
I think it is jet black. It is the darkest one we definitely have thus far. So I'm really curious about this one.
Wait a second, Ross. Wait a second. You may have just inadvertently stumbled upon the name of the band. Is it Jet?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. It's okay. Jet with Are You Gonna Be My Girl. There, we have established that one. It only takes us 45 minutes. However, before we have a sip, I have found the description on the website, and it is the Ashdale Honey Brown, brewed with honey from hives on the farm. So this is their own honey, even. This dark brown ale is lightly
really
hopped with a balanced, sweet, forward flavor and a smooth toffee finish. This beer goes exceptionally well with hard cheeses.
Oh, wow. And then I'm a fan already.
I can't get
enough cheese.
Get your hard cheeses out.
Yeah.
Waiting for
it. It really is very dark brown.
Super.
Oh, wow.
Getting that spite, that weird spicy... tomato juice smell off of it that I usually only get with the ones that I don't like, but smell is not taste. It could be different.
Yeah, it's again. If it's a honey brown, I'm expecting to taste. I'm not
any sweeter flavor than this. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've not tasted it yet, but I'm not getting. It's so dark.
The head has gone away. It was. An inconvenient foam was coming off the top of that. In fact, the Lazy Bear still has more head on it.
Interesting. It does. It's not going anywhere. This is the Lazy Bear. It's like, no, I'm sticking around. I've never seen a beer hang on to a head like this.
So interesting. Because there's the brown of the Lazy Bear and then the brown of the... and then the brown of the Timber. Look at the difference right there. And then finally we get this, and I will use my big boy words, this onyx black kind of thing. This is, we've had porters that are lighter than this.
I happened to mention, I don't know if you heard me, I said it looks more like a porter than a brown ale.
I missed that while I was speaking out of turn.
That's okay. It does have the look of a porter about it. However, porters, I do find... They tend to be, I don't want to say weedy, but a bit thin. They don't hang on to their heads like a maybe like a rich dark a stout does. That's not always the case. It just tends to be a what I've noticed. I don't know, Ross.
Cheers.
You just go for it.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it. No one else is gonna.
Mm. That's lighter than I expected. That's quite light. Oh, I just made a schoolboy error and had a handful of nuts before that. Therefore, what am I getting?
Does it taste like nuts?
I'm going to have some water.
I'll tell you what it doesn't taste like. Sweet forward flavor in a smooth toffee finish.
Okay.
It's not landing can description wise. Something's happening in this one. Chemically, something's up. That spicy, that Caesar, that celery tomato thing is happening in the flavor as well. And this happened to me with the rare bird ones. All did this with me. And I'm wondering if there's a reason for that chemically, and the reason can be blamed on me changing its temperature. If it goes in a warm car and then it comes back to a cold fridge and then it comes out again, you know, is there something that, okay, now I'm curious about that. How do I describe this though? Because people on the internet have such small imaginations.
I'm trying to register this, what I'm getting. I clearly made a mistake by having a big handful of nuts immediately before it. Therefore, it did have a nuttiness to it. But that's understandable. But I'm trying to grasp a flavour.
Is it a bit vegetable-y?
Yeah, maybe. You mentioned Bloody Mary, Caesarish.
Yeah,
it's.
I looked up the concept of beer tasting like tomato soup. And I feel a little bit validated.
Okay.
The internet is with me. Yeah.
Tomato soup is interesting. It's I like tomato soup.
So do I. But it's not what I'm expecting here. Yeah, and it's not what I'm expecting in other beers. And I've had this more than once, which is why I'm trying to get a little bit more information here. And I found a site which is it is why it's important to know off flavors in beer. Because of beer's inherent fragility, the brewers, blah, 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 blah. So here's one, and it's called DMS. Dimethyl sulfide. Ready for this? Dimethyl sulfide, usually referred to as DMS, is produced by a naturally occurring compound that is present in lighter malts, such as lager, pilsner malt, as well as corn. If used as an adjunct, it presents itself as a stale, vegetal flavor that can range from boiled cabbage to tinned sweet corn or tomato soup.
Isn't that tomato soup? You mentioned it.
DMS is typically formed during the brewing process, either by over-sparging. I hate it when I oversparge. Or by cooling finished wort quickly enough post-boil. DMS is formed at warm, but not boiling temperatures. Hmm. Many modern breweries, especially those producing lagers, will have an oversized kettle, allowing for a vigorous boil, which will drive off the volatiles that cause DMS to form. It can also be caused by a yeast or bacterial contamination within finished beer, as with diacetyl. DMS is a naturally occurring flavor in many commercially produced beers, in particular certain adjunct-heavy mass-produced lagers from the United States. Dimethyl sulfide. Do I get all nasy and get all you want a little bit too much dimethyl sulfide in your lager? I'm terribly sorry.
You can try going that direction, Ross. I just thought it was when you said that. I thought what is going on here in my mouth?
Does boiled cabbage and tinned corn help?
I sparged all over the place when I tasted this, to be honest. And that was what it. I guess that's what it was. It was a bit soupy, a bit tomato soupy. And when you said it, I thought, oh god, I can kind of get that now. And then you
like the spice of celery is in there, like a little celery spice.
Just it's. I'll tell you what there isn't. And I guess we've come across it. If this is a honey brown,
yes,
forget it. There's no sweetness. It's just not quite right. So therefore, we've had this happen to us before when we've had. I don't know. Maybe they just haven't stored particularly well, and. And they've suffered because of it. Well, I've stuck this straight in my fridge. I learned from mistakes. Stick it straight in my fridge. And this is only kind of, I don't know, probably seven months old. But
That's what I'm trying to look up. I'm trying to look up if this tomato soup thing is a me fault thing or just an offshoot. Yeah. Oops, the batch. Something happened in that particular group of cans. And what I'm reading for this is it's not... Maybe not my fault.
yeah.
It's not cooled down fast enough. So what I'm going to do, my next step, is to reach out to our beer sommelier, or Prudhomme, the only Prudhomme that I know, one Stephen Heisler of Big Spruce Brewing, and say, listen, or, you know, I believe the email will go approximately something like this, yo, what up with all this tomato soup and the beers? You know, be this... I'll get my Ali G. Is it too much?
I'm literally going to start with yo, because if you
absolutely. Booyakasha. Oi, mate. Yeah. I'm here with my main beer here from the Meander River, and we're drinking like the BMS in here, and it's got a methyl sulfide, and it's tasting more like a tomato soup. Mate, you know?
Realize. You know what, mate? I've never heard you do Ali G. That's very impressive.
It started out strongly and then it went really poorly eventually. So yeah, that'll be my email.
Picking you up, man. Go for it. I was very impressed with what you were saying. Go on, carry on.
So like, why do you put tomato soup in your beer? When what I'm looking for, mate, you know, is like a straight lager. If I'm drinking I'm drinking tomato soup with me mum. But I like beer with me mates. And when that goes backwards and forwards, then I'm drinking beer with me mum and tomato soup with me mates. And it's not going to end well.
I tell you what I do like about this. The colour. Look at the profile. Yeah. Three distinct flavors. I have to say, even though I think this Meander River offering will probably need a second in
thumbs up. Yeah, visitation. We got to go have that one on tap.
Yeah, I think something's happened to it. It's got whatever it is that you say. I can't even remember the there's lots of syllables in that difficilization or something. I think that's what you said. Totally. I believe
the difference still a station in that, you know.
Yeah, that's what I think that may have happened to this. Because it's got, like you say, it does have that thing.
I got so much Phyllis Diller in my beer. And it tastes like a Caesar salad.
I'm taking it out of the reckoning. But I hate to throw beer away. I don't like throwing beer away. Even when I made a homebrew that... completely didn't go off whatsoever because the yeast was about 9 years out of date. I still drank it all, even though it tasted like shit.
I'm getting through my very weak flavored Irish stout that we made because I think the flavor on it is amazing. It's just it will not put the happy dance in your feet.
No, isn't it funny though? If that thing that I just said with lots of syllables that you said you read,
the Phyllis Diller, the Phyllis Diller's making it taste like tomato soup.
How if that thing happens to beers, they all taste very similar. They all take on a flavor profile that you're like, oh yeah, this tastes exactly like blah blah blah, and you're like, I've had this before, and. And now that you're saying that, I'm like, that's what's happened then in these instances when something has happened to them. And they all kind of take on this weird...
what it feels looking. Like. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Stephen
so we need to give,
Heisler.
We need to give Miranda Rivers, Honey Brown, maybe another look a little way down the line. And that's not a problem, because I would drive out there in a heartbeat and check their place out again. Because you know what, Ross? I do kick myself in the ass. They were doing a Belgian double or triple when I was there in the summer. And I'd already got three, I think, and I kind of kicked myself in the ass that I didn't go the whole hog and get this either Belgian double or triple. So if I drive out there again, I won't make the same mistake. I'll pick up the Honey Brown, and also, if they're still brewing it, the Belgian double or triple, and we can try that on a future Wednesday. Honey Brown by Meander River, I think it's slightly turned. Maybe it was a batch thing, or maybe it was just that it's just slightly gone over its best.
There. I've sent a message to one Stephen Heisler.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah, you work fast.
Started with, "Oi, mate!"
Did you sparge all over it?
No, not so much, but I am so proud of this, you have to hear it. I've drank a few now that have a tomato soup flavor that makes me have a double take, and I spelt double D-U-B-B-E-L.
Very Belgian. I like that. Yeah.
But I looked it up and I found this, and I sent him to the thing, and it said, "Is this a thing?" And I said, "As the only Prudhomme we know, you are our expert op onion."
And you did that, op onion. And you did that, like, in the 30 seconds that I was waffling about this Honey Brown not being quite right.
Correct.
And you did that. You are a freaking genius,
no,
Ross Chapman.
No, I'm...
privileged to know you.
The more my friends, family, and close personal acquaintances become medicated for the adult or non-adult version of attention deficit disorder...
Yes.
The more I learn, everyone seems, "Oh, I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, and this is making this much better." And I went, "Oh, I do all those things." I wonder, am I just an undiagnosed ADHD person? Probably.
There's lots of us around, apparently.
And
if the more you read websites, the more... apparently it was supposed to be 4%, and they said, but there again, there's about 100% of those undiagnosed.
Yeah. If we've all got it, then do you know what that says to me? That's how we're supposed to be as a species.
It's humans.
The way I bring it back to is, if it negatively affects my life and, you know, everything surrounding me, then yes, I'll look into diagnosis slash medication and whatnot. But if I can continue to juggle, you know, full-time job, being a dad of two, being a husband of one, volunteering at the local theater, doing some acting myself, hosting a jam session, occasionally coaching some baseball, having some off-time podcasts about the Nova Scotia craft beer industry, and simultaneously playing video games live for the purposes of raising money for the IWK, then...
That you remembered all that is very...
I feel like I'm missing I feel like I'm missing one. But if I can do all that without everything completely exploding in my face, then...
You're surviving. You're getting through. You're getting there. And good. You're halfway through your life. You've managed to get this far without collapsing into a black hole.
I've managed to maintain a full-time job, and I've somehow bought a house. So if there's a roof over the head, food on the plate, and what's that other thing? I don't know. Music in the halls. There. Those are my three. There we go.
I'm revisiting the dregs of the previous two. I've got to just take Meander River's Honey Brown completely out of the equation, because I think that's slightly turned.
The Lazy Bear one I felt was slightly moving towards this. So I'm curious now. I'll head straight to the Lazy Bear from the Meander River.
That's where I'm going. Okay. That's where I'm going. However, get your nose in there. It's got a very distinctive...
My nose doesn't work right now, though.
Oh, well, of course it doesn't.
It works a little. Not great.
Because I really like it. I really like it. I really do. It doesn't have the flavor profile the Timber Sober Isla did, but it... I don't know. I'll tell you what. I think maybe it benefited, thanks, funny enough, of course, because we finished off the Meander River.
Yes.
It tasted... Did. Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah.
Okay, I quite so like that. I'm saving even still a tiny little sliver of the Lazy Bear, and I'm going to go to the Sober Island really quick and then come back to the Lazy Bear.
Okay. I'm Sober Islanding.
That's quite nice.
It's a clear winner. It's a clear winner
That's
for
quite
me.
Quite nice. Does did honey make things bad, or you know, I don't think it did. Was honey the problem?
No, I've had plenty of honey beers, and they've been wonderful.
Yeah, we've had these before.
Sober Island's brown ale, a full-on 8 out of 10 from me. Oh. Thank you very much. Lazy Bear's honey, give it a respectable 7.5. I don't adore it, but it's a decent session ale, that honey brown, even though it's lacking maybe a bit of the sweetness that I would hope. Meander River's honey brown is a no contest because it's not quite right. But I want to go back to them and buy some more because it's a great place.
True.
And it deserves a second visit for sure.
Sober Island 8.9. Lazy wow. Bear. Lazy Bear is maybe a 7.74. And if that's what it's meant to be like, because I can't be certain that everything hasn't been... I don't know what it's been tainted by. Like, ghosts? Poltergeists? I have no idea. But everything just tastes a little bit like this is not what it's supposed to taste like. Because if too many beers all taste like tomato soup, then something's gone wrong. And then I feel my own personal guilt and responsibility towards things. And like, what did I do? And this is... probably part of the undiagnosed ADHD, but the Meander River, if that's what it's meant to taste like.
No, it's not.
6.7.
Well, then it tastes like a lot of other beers that taste like that.
Exactly.
Too.
And I usually give those kind of lower marks as well. Something's going on. And I can't wait to hear back from our resident, you know, the only Prudhomme in the province that we know.
Hmm. Ah, okay. Mate, I'm heading out. I'll see you and your wonderful sweater again very soon. I'm out of here. Good night.
Aye, Bushaka. As Timal say. I've got absolutely no Ali G quotes or comments or ability to speak in that accent, and I still have to finish off this Meander River. But... if somehow you're watching this before... the weekend of January 24. Opening night is January 24th for Rock of Ages, Quick as a Wink Theater down in Windsor, Nova Scotia. Go see Ian Gringa and some of my other friends are all on stage doing that. But other than that, we are here every week. I want to thank my co-host Ian Gringa for being here, for making the time in amongst all the rehearsals and whatnot. And Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Usually. We'll make little announcements here and there if we cannot be, but you can find the rest of our episodes and shorts and whatnot up on the YouTube page, youtube.com/@drinknsdry. We've got an account over on TikTok and Instagram and most of the other things. It's a podcast at all the podcasty places, or go straight to the source at drinkns.unsupervised.beer. So we shall hopefully see you next week. And thank you to Lazy Bear, Sober Island, and Meander River for these beers that we had tonight. I mean, we paid for them, but thank you for making them. And we'll see you again next week. Good night.